to 1 Samuel, the 15th chapter of 1 Samuel, in the 22nd verse. We are no reflection of what I'm finna say. Don't take this hard. Y'all keep on looking for it. Y'all. 1 Samuel 15. In our new church, we have a place for a mother with young babies. They can watch the service, bathroom, and everything now. You know, they can watch the service and everything, and they can relax. Baby wants to cry hard, she can cry hard. And that baby about wants some milk right now. That's a heart. Got all that. We got all that in the making. Ain't that a blessing? Yeah. Blessing. See, sometimes, you know, when babies cry, it be on our tapes, you know. That means they have a place for babies where they won't be on the tapes and so forth. So no reflection, baby, whoever baby cried. I'm just talking now. But I'm just saying we got all that coming in the new church. Hallelujah. That's good. We've got things for that. 1 Samuel 15 and 22. And Samuel said, has God as great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as in obeying the voice of the Lord? Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than the fat of rams. In other words, I'd rather have your obedience. I get great delight out of you obeying me than you bringing your $1,000. And the fattest lamb. I'd rather have you to obey me than to have your sacrifice. Obedience is better than sacrifice. Look at Isaiah 1 and 19. Isaiah 1 and 19. Isaiah 1 and 19 says, if ye be willing, but you ought to go home and just read all of that. Isaiah 1, just read all of it, and you'll see what God was saying. Because we have read just about the biggest of it. And if ye be willing and obedient, ye shall eat the good of the land. If you just obey me, I'll give you what your heart desires according to my word. Our thought is still the same. The key to a more blessed life, the key, not keys, but the key to a more blessed life, a key. To a more blessed life. We told you that God rather have obedience than to have sacrifices. I'd rather have your obedience. And we told you the key was is obedience. That's the key. That's the key. To make it short, some who just heard this, you can't bring nothing to God to please him more than you obeying him. He don't want nothing you got to try to bribe him in the place of obedience. I don't want nothing you got. We got to understand, my brothers and sisters, that first of all, God doesn't need nothing anyway. See, and sometimes we Christians, we try to bribe God with our gifts.
All right, Reverend.
And try to pay God off for him to look over our sins. I want your obedience. I won't accept nothing you got except your obedience. This God talking, not walking. This God talking. And he wants your obedience. 80% of real Christians have this problem, this sin problem of disobedience. I said 80%. I believe I'm stretching it now. 80% of real Christians who've been born again, washed in the blood of the Lamb, have this problem of sin, of disobedience to God's word. I'm talking about when we know what he said. I'm not talking about being ignorant of what he said. We know exactly what he said. But yet still we disobedient. Strange thing about folk. They will believe everything but what God said. Ain't that strange? Ain't that strange, y'all? Everything. They believe books, what men have wrote. Without a shadow of doubt, they'll say, so-and-so said it. But when it comes down to God, I pray over it. I've got to think about it. Ain't but one book of books, and that's the Holy Bible. And this book right here doesn't need no other book to straighten it out. This book here straighten all the other books out. And all the other writers. You got to know who the author of this book. God himself, the Holy Ghost, breathed on these men, and they wrote what God said right. The Bible is the word of God. This is how he talked to us. It's through the written word of God. That's the very reason the devil can't do nothing with the word. Because he knows it is the word of God. That's the very reason Jesus said it is written. And the devil can't do nothing with what's written. But they'll believe everything. Ain't that strange? They believe that Columbus discovered America in 1892, right? I reckon I'm right. 1492. I know there was some kind of two in there. Believe every word of it. Ain't got no kind of proof, but you believe it. You believe the man went to the moon. You believe that? Ain't got no proof. You haven't been there. But you believe it?
Yeah.
But when it comes down to God's word, you got to think about it. You got to pray over it. So all of us got this problem of sin, of disobedience. All of us. 80%, just won't do it to save. Just 20% will believe just what that Bible says. And they'll stand right there. If you had to get a bulldozer to move, they'll stand right there. If God said it, I believe it. But you got 80%. The majority, well, the majority, will not believe what it said. I mean, read it right now. I've been preaching here for 20 years, and some of y'all don't believe nothing yet. I said, some of you. Because you're still doing the same thing. But thank God for the 20%.
Yeah.
You got to obey if you want some blessings from the Lord. Listen at this. Here we are, born again Christians. Say we've been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. And know we are disobedient to God. And having all kind of problem, and trust to ask God what's wrong. What wrong? What the matter? Check out your lifestyle. Check out you and the relationship between you and God. Check that out. the first thing you got. When you're going through problems, you check your own self out first. Because God promised he can't lie. If you obey me, I'll fight your battle. If you obey me, I'll take care of you. And if you obey, I'll supply your needs according to my riches and my glory. Notice the children of Israel, those who've been studying the Bible. Notice how in the Old Testament, how they prosper when they obey God. Notice now, they go and read it. Go read the whole New Testament and follow Israel and see every time they obey God, they just be prospering. Boy, just blessing. They be blessing so until they be flying in the air almost. Just blessed. Just don't know what to do with it. But time they stop, hell break loose. Check it out. That same God that was back yonder bringing out Israel out of Egypt, that same God got his word right now. And he cannot lie. And when sometimes we just catch in hell, it's because we won't obey God. You got to obey what the Lord have said. He will bless you abundantly if you just do what the Lord tell you to do. But God does not want the church to make the same mistake that Israel made. He don't want you to make the same. You know, and this is what happened to us. We see what happened back young. Well, that same God is in control. We see what happened back yonder and what the devil done. That same devil is still alive right now. But our job is just to obey the law. Them things that happened in the Old Testament, they were for our examples. In other words, I'm putting them here first. The ditch that they fell in, you ain't got to fall in that ditch. But we fall right in the same ditch. Get your Bibles. Turn to 1 Corinthians 10. 1 Corinthians 10. Start at the first verse. Start at the first verse. Oh, that must. 1 through 14. 1 Corinthians. While y'all find it, you ain't gonna never obey God until you read the Bible to see what he said. And hear the preacher. You got to know what to do. You got to know what to do. There'll be so much hell in some churches, they don't know what the Bible said. Got to know what the Bible, and do what the Bible said. Read for me, brother.
Moreover, brethren.
Yeah.
I would not that ye should be ignorant.
Notice he said he don't want to be what? Ignorant. I want to be ignorant. That's the first thing. I don't want to be deceived. Have some knowledge. Because evidently they were what? Ignorant. Of what God said and what he'll do. Read on.
How that all our fathers were under the cloud and all passed through the sea. And were all baptized unto Moses in the cloud and in the sea, and did all eat the same spiritual meat, and did all drink the same spiritual drink.
Yeah.
For they drank of that spiritual rock that followed them, and that rock was Christ.
Same way, see, Moses brought them out of Egypt. See, the cloud, he led them by a cloud in the daytime, and a fire by night. And he called that baptism when he went across the Red Sea. But that was just getting ready for the real thing to come. Yeah. Read on. Now watch this now.
But with many of them,
watch this now,
God was not well pleased.
With many of them that left Egypt, he wasn't well pleased with them. Not all of them, but what? Many. Read on.
For they were overthrown in the wilderness.
Right. Over the, overthrown. Overthrown means they were flipped. Something flipped them over in the wilderness. They stayed there. Overthrown. They stayed in the wilderness. Part of them never made it to the promised land. Their age, 20 up, never got to the promised land. They left Egypt to go to the promised land, but something overthrew them in the wilderness. They overthrew. They stayed there in the wilderness with unbelief, disobedience. They stayed right there and died out. Just only those 20 down, only one went there up above 20 was only Caleb and Joshua because they obeyed. It's an individual thing. Read on, brother. Hallelujah.
Now, these things were our examples.
For what? Our example. Amen. They for our example. Yeah. That same God done something to them, do the same thing to us. He have no respect to person. Read on.
To the intent, we should not lust after evil things as they also lusted.
Don't do what they done. Lust at evil things. Doing evil. Digging ditches for folks. That's the evil thing. Running at evil things. Read on, brother.
Neither be ye idolaters, as was some of them.
Have false God. Read on.
As it is written,
uh-huh.
The people sat down
Watch
to eat
this.
And drink
uh-huh.
And rose up to play.
And we got some folk right there right now. Yep. That's all they want to do, party and have a good time. Amen. But they're supposed to be Christians now.
Amen.
Have a good time. Lay down, get up to play. That's all they mind on. Some folk, you know, they love to drink. They get up in the morning drinking. Love to party, getting ready for the night. To play. That's what they mean to play. They was our example. He said, I wasn't well pleased with what some of them are doing. Just like now, he's not well pleased with some of us. Wake up here now. Let's go. I'm walking. I'll touch you now. Read on.
Neither let us commit fornication.
Not fornication. Read on.
As some of them committed, and fell in one day 23,000.
That's been got killed in one day. Read on.
Neither let us tempt Christ.
Go on.
As some of them also tempted.
Watch this.
And were destroyed of serpents.
Watch how you tempt Christ. Look how we tempt Christ. Now watch this. We tempt Christ when we read the Bible. And we do what he said not to do. We feel like he ain't going to do it. That's tempting Christ. He ain't going to get me for doing it. That's tempting Christ. He don't mean what he said all of it. That's tempting Christ. That's tempting Christ. We tempt Christ. We don't believe God do what he said he'll do. That's mocking God. He can't lie. And we tempt Christ. This tempting Christ right here. Now, folks, you may look at somebody and say, well, they look at you and say, well, you say you're a Christian. Leave your dome. You don't tempt God. The society make you put latches on doors. So you put the latch on your door. Now, if you make a mistake and leave your door open, then he watch over your door. But don't tempt the law. If you're a child of God, pick up a snake. Well, pick it up and then when he bite you. You don't tempt the law. You don't tempt God. You don't tempt him. See, Christ ain't right here doing them just for folks to be seen, just see him. He does things when time to do things when you can't do them. Tempting God is just right here. The Lord know I'm your child. You know you need a job. You standing at home ain't going to look for nothing. That's tempting God. Get your lazy self up and go look for a job. Read on, brother.
Neither murmur ye, as some of them also murmured.
Now, that's one of the worst things you have in a church, and you have a lot of it. We got so much of mumbling, grumbling going on, it's pitiful. Complain. Listen. You don't know how bad that is. You don't just know how bad mumbling, grumbling is. God hates mumbling, grumbling, and complaining. See, now, first of all, when you've got a mumbling and complaining about something, you ain't got nothing to wear at home. You know you got a closet full of clothes. Now, first of all, when you start a mumbling and grumbling, you know God good to you. When you start a mumbling and grumbling, you saying God ain't just to me. God ain't treating me right. God have a respect of a person. That's mumbling. That's grumbling. You don't want to come to church. Then. First thing, you got a car there. Why you don't get in and go to church? Complaining? Oh, let me say this right here. I'm going to hit somebody here. Just like somebody when you come to prayer meeting. You can't stay an hour for the Lord. I heard somebody say, well, y'all be glad I'm coming. No, y'all be glad you coming. Yeah. Prayer meeting going to go on all right, but you missing your blessing. But now you complain. You ain't got time to stay an hour for Jesus. Complaining. Hear God wake you up every morning. Complaining. And some folks ain't got no legs to even get up out of bed. And some got legs and can't even get up out of bed. Complaining. Look, you got a great big old pretty car. And you're complaining about the one you got in the garage. What you gonna do with two? You ain't paying your tithes already. Read on, brother. I know. My time. I don't know what happened to my time. Come on. My time moving. Come on.
And were destroyed of the destroyer.
Talking about death. Read on.
Now all these things happen unto them for in samples.
God Almighty.
And they are written for our admonition.
Warning. They for our warning, y'all. Warning. God had no respect to person. Warning. Read on.
Upon whom the ends of the world are come.
God.
Wherefore, let him that thinketh he standeth take heed, lest he fall.
God Almighty.
There has no temptation taken you, but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape, that ye may be able to bear it.
God ain't going to put no more on you than you can bear. God know exactly what you can bear. If something come up on you that you ain't able to bear, he said, I'll give you a way to escape it. So when you're going through your tests and your trial, stop complaining so much. God said, I ain't going to put no more on you than you can bear. I know what I'm doing. You can take it, but just stay there. Stop trying to find a way to duck from your trials and your tests. And that's when you're running a trap, when you're trying to duck away from it. You got to stay there and take it. I won't put no more on you than you can bear. Stop complaining when you're going through your tests and your trials. Go to the Word of God. Oh, boy. Oh, that might say. This is a strip I just need to read. Come on, get numbers. Try numbers. Come on here. Just try numbers here. Watch this. It's just helping y'all. That's all they're going to do. Look at Numbers 14. Numbers 14. Ain't no first and second number, just Numbers. Numbers do the Romans. Hallelujah. Okay. Numbers 14, the first verse. Read through the 12 verses. Well, I need some more, but just read to the first. Try it there. Come on now.
And all the congregation lifted up their voice and
Watch
cried,
this.
And the people wept that night. Uh-huh. And all the children of Israel murmured against Moses and against Aaron.
See that? Listen to that.
And the whole congregation said unto them, would God that we had died in the land of Egypt.
Listen to that.
or would God we had died in this wilderness?
Listen to that now. Listen to that now. Here God done brought them across the Red Sea. Now they saying, I wish I would have stayed in Egypt. I wish I would have gone die right here in the wilderness. In other words, God brought me right here just to die. I was doing better in Egypt. Complaining. Now, sometimes, some of us, we won't obey God. Sometimes we get ourselves in the wilderness because of what we've done ourselves. And when you get there, God done brought you out of whatever you was in. And because you ain't got exactly what you think you want, then you started complaining. Y'all thank God and look back and see where he brought you from. And just like right now, some of us, when we out in church, we feel like the folks in the world doing better than we are. And somebody said, well, I'm going back out yonder. Don't you go back out yonder where you come from. God's still good to you. No, you used to say a drunk, you ain't making quite the money you used to make, but you're still living, ain't you? God saved you from off drugs. He saved you from selling whiskey. But now you may not have the money you had, but you're still eating, ain't you? Oh. You don't know what God got around the corner for you if you just stay with him. Read on, brother. Hallelujah.
And? Wherefore has the Lord brought us into this land to fall by the sword?
Listen, now, what he brought us out of Egypt for?
That's right.
Just to die here. Read on.
That our wives and our children should be a prey.
Lord have mercy.
Were it not better for us to return into Egypt? And they said one to another, let us make a captain and let us return into Egypt.
Y'all see that? Now he won't get rid of Moses and Aaron. Want to get rid of Moses and Aaron right now. Read on.
Then Moses and Aaron fell on their faces.
Fell on their faces.
Before all the assembly of the congregation of the children of Israel.
God Almighty.
And Joshua the son of Nun and Caleb the son of Jephunneh, which were of them that searched the land, rent their clothes. And they spake unto all the company of the children of Israel, saying, the land which we pass through to search it is an exceeding good land. If the Lord delight in us, then he will bring us into this land and give it us,
yeah,
a land which flows with milk and honey.
Yeah.
Only rebel not ye against the Lord,
God Almighty.
Neither fear ye the people of the land, for they are bread for us. Their defense is departed from them,
yeah,
and the Lord is with us.
Yeah.
Fear them not.
God Almighty.
But all the congregation bade stone them with stones.
Listen. Now they finna kill Moses. Then. If they would have killed Moses and Aaron if God had not intervened.
Amen.
Sometimes we want to kill a pastor for something you're doing yourself.
Yes, sir. So true.
Ain't talking about me now.
Yes, sir.
I'm serious. They want to kill these poor folks. God had to intervene because of disobedience. Read on.
And the glory of the Lord appeared in the tabernacle of the congregation before all the children of Israel.
Watch what God said.
And the Lord said unto Moses, how long will this people provoke me?
God Almighty.
And how long will it be ere they believe me?
God Almighty.
For all the signs which I have showed among them, I will smite them,
ooh,
with the pestilence and God disinherit them.
Listen to the whole right there. Now, first of all, look what it said. All the signs that you've seen. You know what I can do.
All right.
I don't show them all kind of signs, right, and they still rebelling against me. They will not obey me. I don't show them everything. I show them things nobody never seen before. I the one brought them out of Egypt. And if anybody spread a Red Sea, I follow them anywhere. And went crawled on dry land. Told the water to chill up on one side. East wind came through and blowed it, made it hard as cement.
Yes, sir.
And then saw the enemy got drowned after they got crawled. Yes. And still complaining and won't obey God.
Yes, sir.
God got tired. God get tired now. God long suffering with some of us, but we still won't obey God. He long suffering with us. God get the one who don't act right. Look at the long suffering of God with us. Watch this. Hey, if y'all, some of y'all don't follow the Old Testament much, watch this. Notice Moses and God never got angry with the people at the same time. Notice. See, God already knew this in the beginning. God get tired of folk. Y'all know that? Sometimes we try to make some out of folks, and God says, you might as well leave them alone. I can't handle them myself. God get tired of folks. Now I want to kill these four folks. Read on. I'm going to read something. Read on. Read on.
And will make of thee a greater nation. And mightier than they.
See, I'm gonna get a watch this. I'm gonna get another. I'm gonna get rid of all them. I'm just gonna save you, Moses, and just use you as my seed. I'm gonna make a greater nation out of you than I got all these folks in. He mad now. God angry. God angry. See, God get angry when we keep on rebelling against. I'm talking about his folks now. These his folks. These not the Canaanites and the Hittites and the Hittites. These are his people, Israelites. Read on.
And Moses said unto the Lord, then the Egyptians shall hear it.
Oh, boy.
For thou broughtest up this people in thy might from among them.
Yeah.
And they will tell it to the inhabitants of this land. For they have heard that thou, Lord, art among this people, that thou, Lord, art seen face to face, and that thy cloud standeth over them, and that thou goest before them by daytime in a pillar of a cloud and in a pillar of fire by night. Now, if thou shalt kill all this people as one man, then the nations which have heard the fame of thee will speak, saying, because the Lord was not able to bring this people into the land which he sware unto them, therefore he has slain them in the wilderness. And now I beseech thee,
watch this,
let the power of my Lord be great, according as thou hast spoken, saying, the Lord is long-suffering and of great mercy, forgiving iniquity and transgression, and by no means clearing the guilty, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation. Pardon, I beseech thee, the iniquity of this people, according unto the greatness of thy mercy, and as thou hast forgiven this people from Egypt even until now.
Now watch what God said. I ain't through with that. Now watch what God said now. Come on.
And the Lord said, I have pardoned according to thy word.
Now hearken to what you said. Watch this now.
But as truly as I live,
watch this,
all the earth shall be filled with the glory of the Lord.
God Almighty.
Because all those men which have seen my glory and my miracles, which I did in Egypt and in the wilderness, and have tempted me now these 10 times,
God Almighty,
and have not hearkened to my voice,
listen,
surely they shall not see the land which I swear unto the fathers, neither shall any of them that provoke me see it. But my servant Caleb, because he had another spirit with him and had followed me fully,
God Almighty,
him will I bring into the land whereinto he went,
yeah,
and his seed shall possess it.
God Almighty.
Now the Amalekites and the Canaanites.
That's right. Drop right there. That's for now. Listen at this. God, he swore to his name that those who have seen my miracles and saw what I done will not go to the promised land. Nobody but Caleb and Joshua. The only one that left Egypt made it there because of disobedience. And a lot of times when we know that, been told, it's dangerous to go to a church where you get the word without compromise and don't obey it. Amen. It's on you then. They ain't only preaching no more. It's on you. But a lot of folk let go where they be ignorant, don't know no better. But when you know better, God looking for you to do better. It's on you then. You know the word. Those that saw my power, they saw the miracle. They know what I can do. Now one of them will make it. And then a one make it. Just only Caleb and Joshua, because they was obedient to God's word. We don't want to obey God. That's one of the things. We just don't want to obey God and want to put on the preacher. Oh, boy. Read on, Reverend Walker. Listen at this now. Listen at this. Listen. I teach holiness and righteous living under the obedience of God. That's what I teach. Every pastor ought to teach it. Holy and righteous living under the obedience of God. Every pastor, every preacher, every saint ought to teach that. This is how you get your blessings. But we don't want to teach holy living. We don't want to teach living right. Sometimes, hey, I know it's rough. Sometimes we come to church, we want to hide in the crowd. Amen. You can't hide in no crowd. God knows one by one. Don't be surprised, some of you. He even knew you going to be here on the 14th of this day before you came out your mother womb. We can't understand it, but it's true. He said, I know my work from the beginning to the ending. Nobody could surprise me. I already know what you're going to do. That's when he got the book of Revelation there. Already letting you know. I started in Genesis and know how it's going to end up in Revelation. Can't surprise God. I knew you before you came out your mother womb. If we live holy and righteous to God's word, we can look for blessing to come. I guarantee you they're coming. I guarantee you they will come. You ain't got the strain about them. I dare you just to obey God's word. They'll follow you. Prosperity will follow you. Health will follow you. Peace will follow you. I dare you to obey it. Oh, boy, boy, boy. Listen at this. See, a lot of time, preachers don't want to do it, tell you about holy living and righteous living because they're scared you'll leave. Watch this. Obedience gonna catch you, don't care where you go. You got to obey God, I don't care where you go. Because he knows this how you receive your blessing is through obedience. Oh, boy. I don't believe nobody's sleeping tonight too much today. Praise the Lord. Listen to this. Righteous living is important to God. God said, if I find 10 righteous folks in 2 cities, I'll spare the whole city. So it got to be important. I heard my wife say that, and it's true. God spared Solomon and Gomorrah. He said, I'll spare Solomon and Gomorrah if I just find 10 righteous folks in 2 cities. I'll spare the whole city, both of them, if I only find 10. It's important. So I want a church to be blessed. I won't be in no church that ain't blessed. Ain't that right, y'all? Y'all that won't be in no church where it ain't blessed. So if we all live righteous, I can see blessings just raining down on us. So that's my job, is to push what? Holy living, that's right. Righteous living. That's right. Where the church can continue to be what? Blessed. Who want to be in a cussed church? Hallelujah. I want to be so, hallelujah. When we started living for Jesus Christ, somebody come in with a wheelchair. When we get through just to walk in, he'll jump up and start walking. When you started living for Jesus. They ain't got to put no hands on them. Just walk in here. I want want the church to be so righteous and holy living until when a sinner man walk in that door, before he leave here, he'll be saying, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. He bless folk when they're righteous. Who want to be in a cursed church? God said righteous living is important to him. If I find 10, just only 10 in two cities, Birmingham and Bessemer, I'll make the dope addict get converted. I even bring broken home back together. I even will stop folks from shagging up if Bethlehem and Birmingham just get together and live holy and righteous. That church is blessed who have a desire to live righteous. That man, that woman is blessed who have a desire to live righteous. That family is blessed who have a desire to live righteous. Although we come short, but we don't just willfully just sin. We don't just practice and just wallow in our sin. Yes, you're going to make mistakes. Yes, you're going to mess up sometimes. But my desire is to hit the target. I'm aiming at the target. Yes, I may stumble, but I'm getting right back up aiming at the target. Sin is missing them all. But you at least ought to aim at the mark. See, a lot of folks not aiming at the mark. You don't got so relaxed in your lifestyle, you ain't thinking about no more. But boy, when you aim at the mark, aim. My intention to get to that back door. Hallelujah. While I'm going down there, something may get my attention. But boy, my desire to hit that mark. He may knock me down, but I get up and get doing something I ain't got no business to do. I get up and say, Lord, forgive me. Get down there and cry for forgiveness. Lord, help me to overcome and get right back up going to the mark. See, that's a desire to hit the mark. That's what you call living righteous. Because that's my desire, is to live righteous. Not the matter I have already apprehended it. Not the matter I ain't going to sin, but my desire. And when you mean business with God, he'll just dust you off. And you get back up. You ain't going yonder way. You're still looking yonder way. See, because if you don't mean business, your first time you're asking for forgiveness, he ain't going to forgive you anyway because you don't mean no business. If you plan on doing it again, you might as well forget it. You're not forgiven for that sin. That's a blessed family. A family who's trying to hit the mark. Although come short, but my try. If you hit that mark, now I guarantee you, you will be blessed. That same God, Lord have mercy, in the Old Testament is calling his church to be obedient to the law in righteousness. Turn to Titus 2, 11 through 14. Oh, hallelujah. Titus 2. You're going way back there now. 2 Timothy, then Titus. Titus 2, 11 through 14. Mm-hmm. This is going to be in our Sunday school lesson. I think about 2 Sundays from now. Another Sunday from now. The Bible, see, that same God that acted for holy living, that acted for righteous living in the Old Testament, he acted for it in the New Testament. 2 Titus 2:11-14. Read for me. Take your time now.
For the grace of God,
watch this now,
that brings salvation,
brings salvation,
has appeared to all men.
Isn't that to have what appear? See, the grace of God. See, salvation have been what appear to what all men, and they're gonna do something for us. What are they gonna do?
Teaching us.
You got to be taught. Yeah. And some of y'all know. Taught. That's where you got to be taught. Teaching us. The grace of God and under salvation. Teaching us. To do what? Read on, brother.
That. Denying ungodliness.
See there? Denied. Mm. Not love it, but what? Denied. Run from it. Amen. Run from ungodly. Denying it. That means leaving it alone. Don't go at it. You know it ungodly. You know it is. It's just like cigarettes. You know the things that kill. Hazard to your health. That means die. You know it. You see it. Well, what you smoking it for? What you smoking on it for? The things that kill. And this crooked government we got, how somebody gonna sue the tobacco company? Ain't nobody make you smoke. Smoke off you want to smoke. Y'all get rid of the government. The government making all this alcohol. Folk, alcohol it, ain't it? Nobody making you do nothing. You got a choice. That's just like going on a river and just jump off. Just don't jump off the bridge. If anybody around here smoking, just go. I know you got a lot of smokers. Ain't nobody may not see your hair, but they gonna do something to your hair. You destroying your own body. Just go and jump off the bridge, get all over it. Just like drugs, just go and jump off the bridge. What you waiting on? You slowly dying. You are slowly dying. Stop fooling yourself. Read on.
Denying ungodliness and worldly lust.
Worldly lust.
We should live soberly.
Soberly.
Righteously.
Soberly, talking about sincerely. Be real. Soberly. Read on.
Righteously.
Righteous. Then it said what?
And godly.
And godly. Righteous what? And godly. When are you going to do this?
In this present world.
In this present world. Every preacher ought to preach it. In this present world, hey, ain't no living on yonder. We got to live here. We live holy and righteous and godly in this present world. And the only way you're going to live holy and righteous, you got to obey the word of God. That's a big, vast difference in a man being religious and obedient. We might have taken religion and getting mixed up with Christianity. Christianity is not religion. Christianity is a living another person's life. And that life is Jesus. And you got to obey him. But we so religious. Look how religious you are. Now watch here. Now we religious. Now the old church. You can't wear pants to church. But you can come and commit adultery. Just got through men fornication. You shacked up all night long. That's where we get messed up at. God said, get your inside right. If you get your inside right, you'll get the outside right. You've got to live in this present world, holy and righteous. That means obeying God's word. We don't got it so cross that we're getting used to sin. First, you run up on a man right now, religious. Run up on you say, yeah, I go to church. Yeah, got the first thing in the house. I go to church. Don't they tell you that? Yeah, go to church. The devil go to church. Yeah. I said, I ain't saying about going to church. Do you know Jesus as your personal Savior? Well, ain't nobody perfect now. See, they get hit on something. Now. Jesus looking for holy living out of us. I don't care what nobody said. He's looking for living out of us on this side. New Bethlehem and wherever you're from, he's looking for holy living in this present world. I tell you what, this the kind of gospel gets you over yonder. Hey, this kind of gospel is a guarantee to get you over yonder. Stop playing with your soul. If we take care of a soul like we take care of a body, everybody make it. Oh, boy. Living a godly life. You through with it? You through, ain't you? Yeah. You ain't through? Read on. Watch this.
Looking for that blessed hope.
God Almighty.
And the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us.
God Almighty.
That he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto himself a peculiar people.
God Almighty. Zealous. What kind of people? Peculiar people. We peculiar. We don't act like other folks. Peculiar. I'm not talking about with your hair fixed funny. I'm not talking about where the earring means in your ears. I know you're peculiar, but I ain't talking about that. I ain't talking about with a long dress from your neck down to your toe. I know that peculiar every day I see you, but they ain't talking about that. What is peculiar, Reverend Walker? Peculiar when you can love folks who hate you. Praying for folk who despitefully use you, that's peculiar. Peculiar when all your money gone, you ain't gonna go sell no drugs. I'm depending on God. That's peculiar. That's the only way the world gonna see Jesus in our life. We got to walk peculiar, holy and righteous. And when they see us do that, they'll start following us then. The reason folk can't be saved, they don't see nothing in us. They got to first see Jesus in us. And we're going to tell a drug addict that God can get you off it, but every once in a while they see you smoking high in the world, he's going to get saved. The first thing he's going to say, well, that God you got, he can't deliver you. But we serve a God. Well, I feel like shouting. I said, but we serve a God. We serve a God who's able to get you off anything that you can't get off yourself. I don't care what it is. He got power to get you off it. You ain't got to move the cigarette at my house. You ain't got to move the whiskey at my house. I can look at it and still don't want it. That's what kind of power God give you. He's able to deliver you. He's able. I dare you to try. I don't care what folks say. It ain't hard to live righteous. It ain't hard to live holy. You just obey God. Yes, you're going to be tempted. But you got to remember what you told the Lord. You got a choice to make yourself. When you make up your mind, listen at this. And this is what it takes. A made up mind. I dare you to make up your mind that I'm going to follow Jesus. I say I dare you to do it. I dare you. You ain't got to say, I'm going to make up my mind, I'm going to follow Christ. In time you said it, if you're a drug addict, if you're on drug, time you said it, somebody's going to offer you some drugs. Time you, because the devil hurts you when you said it. In time that you said you're going to follow Christ and give it all over to Christ, the devil will get at you worse. I dare you to stand there. I dare you. I dare you. I dare you to tell that devil you just a liar. I dare you to look him in the eye and say it's written, buddy. You are a liar and you're a liar from the beginning. I done made up my mind I'm going to follow Jesus. I dare you to do it. Ain't the matter, ain't nobody going to mess with you, but the devil going to stay at you. But buddy, after a while, he'll try something else when you overcome that. See, the Holy Ghost waiting on you to make a choice. The Holy Ghost making a waiting on you to make that choice. That means the Bible says, grieve not the Holy Spirit. When wrong come, the Holy Ghost wait and see what you're going to do. The Holy Ghost going to make you do right. If you did, he'll kill half of us. The Holy Ghost just wait on you. And when that temptation comes, you say, no. Hallelujah. And when you say no, the Holy Spirit will give you power to walk off from it. But you got to say no to him. You're around there scratching your head. He's going to talk there with you then. But I dare you to make up your mind that you're going to live for Jesus. Boy, life will be so sweet. I don't care what nobody says. I don't care what nobody says. Life will get sweeter and sweeter as the days go by. You ain't got to bow down to that old devil. You ain't got to bow down to him. Keep on walking straight. Tell that girl, get behind me in the name of Jesus. And keep on doing right. And see, the other way, you'll overcome that. And when you overcome that, he'll try you at something else. God didn't give us power, and we can't handle it. He said, you can overcome it, buddy. He said, I have already overcome the world. And if he already made the path for us, let's just follow him. He already done got all the hard part out the way. He done cut the serpent's head off. I said he cut the snake head off. Yeah. We couldn't cut it off. Yeah. But Jesus cut it off. Now, ain't nothing jumping around but the tail. We scared of the tail. My mama said, kill a snake, you gotta hit his head first. When you hit the head, then the tail just keep on, the head dead. The tail just keep on bouncing, but it can't bite you. The devil get around you with his tail like he's going to eat you up, but keep on walking. I dare you to keep on walking. He is trying to scare you. That's all he's doing. Let us stand. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We got a God that is able to deliver. I guarantee you, buddy, he'll deliver you right now. He's able to deliver right now. And if anybody want to give their life to Christ, I'm ask you to come down this aisle right now. The doors of the church is open. Will there be one now? You got to obey the word of God, Son of Man, in order to be saved. He said, if a man confess the Lord Jesus with his mouth, and believe in his heart that God has raised Jesus from the dead, he said, thou shalt be saved. Now, that's being obedient to God's word if you want to be saved. Amen. Now, if you want to go to hell, you can go to hell now. God's still going to be God. But he come here to get you out of hell. Amen. And I told y'all on last Sunday, you had to do away with love, mercy, and grace, and long-suffering just to get to hell. Wrestling through all that just to go to hell. And somebody wrestling right now. And when God have made plans for you to go to heaven, will you come? Don't be ashamed. Will you come? Somebody lost. If anybody won't come by Christian experience, you may come. But if you lost, don't walk out here lost. Don't walk out here lost. If you don't want to be a part of this church, we'll baptize you and send you where you want to go. But don't walk out here lost. You need to be saved. You got to be saved on this side of grace. Grace period going to be over after a while. Ain't no more hope for you then. Ain't no more hope. But while you got a chance, you better come on now. You don't saw the power of God. You don't saw how your friend got delivered. How your loved one got delivered. You have seen folk change. You have seen that in your life. You have seen that since you've been living. But that same God that delivered the folk you have seen that been on all this dust and living all kind of way, you can be changed the same way. They obeyed the word of God. And you got to do the same thing if you won't be saved. Will that be one? Will that be one? Will that be another one? Will that be another one? Will that be any more? Will that be any more? Will that be any more? It's up to you. It's up to you. It's up to you.